We recently, a couple months ago, we finished our annual stewardship renewal. For those of you who might not be familiar with it, it's each year we discern what God is calling us and how he's calling us to participate in the community. And actually, St. Paul in the second reading today is addressing this question of participation in the Christian community. And their circumstances were a little different. Remember, they thought Jesus was coming back right away. And he said he was coming back soon, but to God a day is as a thousand years. And so it's been a while, right? A little bit different circumstance than today. But what happened is a lot of people thought he was coming back any time, so they kind of just quit participating altogether, thinking that, well, if Jesus is coming back tomorrow, I shouldn't have to work too hard. I shouldn't have to give too much. And so they kind of relaxed their practice. They're contributing to even the human elements of the community, the human needs of the community. What does God expect you to do as part of his church? Well, for each person, it's different. We're each called differently. And that's why we go through an annual stewardship renewal, because we actually have to pray and ask God, God, what are you asking me to do this year? Because it changes and we change and God gives abilities and takes them away. But one thing that Paul makes clear is that participation is based on willingness and ability. Notice he says in there that those who are unwilling to work should not eat, not those who aren't able to work. And you put this together with how Jesus reached out to those who were not able to do things, and you realize that one of the missions of the Catholic Church is to reach out to those who do not have the ability to do things for themselves. Jesus went to the crippled, the blind, the lame. I remember the guy who he wanted to get down to the pool so he could bathe and hopefully cleanse himself and be healed, and he couldn't get there. Jesus heals him on the spot. Jesus reaches out to the disabled, and so must we. We must also be conscious of this when we are going through our stewardship renewal, when we're planning things and doing things in our parish. And I know for the first couple years, especially as a new pastor, I kind of did neglect that because I didn't understand, well, why don't we have 100% participation in our stewardship renewal, right? Well, gosh, we got people at home who can't even get out of the house, or people who actually might be scared to come to church because of a past sin that's still weighing on them. And what I've learned is when I go out and visit with people in their home, when I say, you know, I haven't seen you at Mass, can I come and visit you? You start to learn why. You start to be able to really engage them and help them. And I'm not the only one here called to do that. That's each of you. Reaching out to maybe a parishioner that you haven't seen here for a while, inviting them to come to Mass. And if they say, well, I really don't feel comfortable, saying, well, is there a reason why? And can I pray with you? Can I help you? Reaching out to those who do not have the ability or don't think they have the ability to fully participate in our community. I also want to commend you as a community. We've done such a wonderful job over the past several years of increasing our level of stewardship in this parish. Wonderful examples that come quickly to mind are things like our Christ the King Cares community, where we reach out to those in need. Taking communion to the homebound. It was almost a year ago now that Deacon Len retired, and he was every day going out to the homebound, and you guys stepped up to fill his shoes, which are some pretty big shoes. So good job with that. We're hosting right now Operation Holiday at our facilities where people can come and apply for assistance during Christmas. Our willingness and our ability also is important when it comes to the Eucharist. St. Paul says that those who are unwilling to work should not eat. And I can't help but wonder if that applies to the Eucharist too. Because there's a certain percentage in any given church, not Christ the King or the Catholic Church, but any given church, that those who just come to punch their ticket on Sunday, to feel better about themselves, but not to fully engage in the community. And I think that's what Paul's driving home in our second reading today. Those who want to be called Christian, but don't really want to be fully invested in Christianity. And for us today, it's some of us who tend to come in and we squeak in at the last moment, get our host, and we're out the door. And there's all sorts of reason why, and we need to be understanding. The old guy who I see with a walker and he's going for the car after Mass is over, well, he probably needs to get home. Maybe he needs to use the restroom. I don't know. I can't judge. But I do know that some of us are like St. Paul is addressing to his community. We're not fully invested. Are we really working for the Eucharist which we receive? And it doesn't mean that there's a certain level of giving, a certain level of participation that's required, because like I said, each one of you are different. Each one of you is gifted differently. But the question then comes back to, are we willing and are we using our abilities to the best we can? Lastly, St. Paul addresses something that we often joke about, and that's busybodies, right? A busybody is somebody who likes to stick their nose in everybody else's business without really helping them out at all. In fact, they tend to make it worse. It's busy not working, but busy just being there, sticking your nose in other people's business. Now, I want to say, I don't see a lot of that in this parish, and so I want to commend you for that. It's great, especially because sometimes in small communities, there tends to be a lot of that, right? Everybody else is in everybody else's business, but the gossip is so much less here at Christ the King, so my commendation for that. But at the core of not being a busybody, I think, is wanting control versus being docile. You know, I look at people who tend to be busybodies, myself included sometimes. You want to get into things. I remember I went with the kindergarten to the corn maze and pumpkin patch last month. This was probably the most fun thing I've done all year. I was crawling through tubes with the kindergartens. I was riding tricycles. It was beautiful. But I remember as we were going over to they had the big bouncy houses, right, that the kids run into, and then you hope they're not going to crack their head on something. And as the kids are running over there, I'm like my pastor's intuition was like wanting to hold them back and give them instructions and make sure they did it everything orderly, right? And then I had this real quick thought, well, their teachers are here, right? And I don't want to step on their toes. So I had to actively suppress that tendency to want to be the leader and tell people what to do and let the teachers handle it. And did it get done? Yeah. Did it get done the way I would have wanted? No. Are the kids still alive? Yes. And I know, guys, we all have this tendency sometimes to want to take control of situations because of the anxiety we feel inside. And it can be well motivated, like wanting to take care of kids. But sometimes God is asking us to be more docile. And docile means willing to be led instead of having to be the leader. It comes down to, am I going to ask God what His will is before I insert my own? And so how are you involved in God's church? Do you give all that you are able to or only what you are willing to? Are you a busybody concerned with your own agenda, or are you contributing to the good of the whole, playing your part in the body of Christ? And when you come to this Eucharist today, will you have worked for it? According to the best of your ability, not the unexpected, but working for the food that you receive from this altar.